Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, look, we've been talking about non-perishables. So did you notice that tins of fish are now cool again? You can actually buy now tins of fish in hipster restaurants. They literally like bring it out with the lid rolled back and like, I think, accompaniments kind of. I'm not 100% on board with this, but Aisling Moore, seafood chef and owner of Goldie Restaurant in Cork, is in our Cork studio to set me straight. Hi, Aisling.
How's it going?
So what's so great about cans of fish all of a sudden?
Well, since the pandemic, global consumption of tinned fish and conserves has kind of risen year on year. I suppose typically we wouldn't consider it as a super desirable way to consume seafood, but now it's kind of being considered a real luxury product.
It's kind of got trendy at some point there, did it?
It absolutely does. It absolutely has, sorry, excuse me.
Yeah.
And I think there's lots of great reasons that it's trendy. I mean, we don't do what you just said there in our restaurant. We don't serve tinned fish in the restaurant.
You will admit people are doing it.
Oh, of course.
It's a thing.
It is a thing.
Yeah.
It is a thing.
Like $4.50 for a few almonds as well from this so-called snacks menu.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can buy a can of tinned fish like a Cantabrian anchovy for 100 grams, you could pay upwards on €25, which is quite remarkable, you know, when you consider what we might have kind of our perceived value might be on them. But I think tinned fish is amazing, you know. Year on year, we're kind of wasting 27% of fish, over 27% of fish that's landed is wasted, which is a seriously worrying statistic. So canning fish, it's often landed and preserved within hours of it being caught. And a big part of fish waste is because it's such a perishable product.
Okay.
So, you know, if we can catch something and preserve it, often deliciously, why not do it? And then, you know, like as Katrina was saying there, we're all time poor. And, you know, we all don't have the same access to a supermarket or a fishmonger or the English market. So it's fantastic to be able to, you know, buy fish, not even have to put it in the fridge now because we have to add more eggs in our fridge and we have less space.
Yeah.
So it's a great one. And I think,
can I just say, that's one of the most Cork things I ever heard anyone say. We don't all have access to the English market.
Like we don't.
The poor people living in the rest of the world. So listen, okay, you have a few ideas for us here and I want to get to them quickly. Can we just tell the people first, do they need to buy like really expensive tinned fish or what would you be looking for?
No, I think the best benefit of tinned fish is that you can pick where it's from and how it was caught. So the location it comes from, and you can check into, if you wish, how that fishery is managed, what the quotas are there, that whole kind of thing. And then if it's line caught or pole caught, that's kind of what I'd recommend that you'd go and look for, just because it eliminates bycatch and it just kind of preserves the ocean for other species to kind of replenish and that sort of thing.
But okay, it has provenance and everything as well like that. It's not just
it has better provenance, I think, than you know what you'll typically get in a fishmonger.
Okay.
Unless you're in a small fishing village and you know where everything came from. So yeah, that is a really big plus.
Okay, so you have a couple of recipes here. I'm not sure we'll get to them, but we'll put them up on the website. But I think the most basic, simple thing we could explain to people is you're saying you could make a nice dinner party platter based on tins of fish.
Absolutely. Tins of fish and pickles rather than your usual cheese and meat board. And then, you know, you can feature all different types of tinned fish. You know, tinned fish isn't just tuna and mackerel and sardines. You can have octopus, you can have oysters, you can have mussels, you can have goose barnacles. You know, also not forgetting that the most luxury tinned fish of all is caviar. So that's another option if you want
okay.
to go down that
and
route.
And the octopus and the oysters and everything, they're all good out of tins, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And like oftentimes certain things like those are kind of somewhat better than what you'd be able to achieve at home. You know, something like octopus takes a lot of cookery. And so if it's something that you really wanted to try, it's a good way to kind of take a gamble on a seafood product without, you know, going through all the labour of putting together a dinner and then maybe it mightn't work out for you.
And so it's quite a shishy little spread to put in front of people. So, okay, the other one other idea you have then is tin sardine panzanella. Could you talk me through that? We'll put up the full details, but could you talk me through that in about a minute, Aisling?
Absolutely. So it's just really simply some leftover crusty bread, roasted in the oven, and then dressed in a really nice dressing with some garlic, extra virgin olive oil, or you could use rapeseed oil, lemon juice, fresh basil, a little bit of garlic, and then you're using the oil that the sardines come in. So any of the tinned fish that you buy, never get rid of that oil. There's loads of flavour, loads of nutrients in there, and again, it's money down the drain if you're not going to be using it. So use that in your dressing as well. You're roasting the bread, you're taking it out of the oven, letting it cool for a few minutes, and then you're dressing that crusty bread with the tomatoes and with the oily fish, and it's a brilliant little summer starter. Or, you know, you could use it as a side to a bigger piece of fish or whatever. It could be one of several small dishes. And yeah, like tomatoes have been super late this year, so this is a good dish to make now.
Yeah, okay. And we'll put up the spicy tuna rice bowl with pickled beetroot on the website as well. We might actually come back to rice bowls with you another day, okay? Sorry we don't have time for it today. But that was all very enlightening. Aisling Moore of Goldie in Cork, thank you very much.